Hi guys, Donna back again with this next module, and this is a tools and templates module called Your Vocal EQ Guide. Now this is a very exciting module that I'm going to hand over to Harvey. Why? Because he is the professional in this area. He's the one that backs me up all the time, and he is the one that is most talented in this area. So enjoy, guys. Here's Harvey.
Okay, this is Harvey speaking. Hi. Your microphone is your best friend on stage. The mic EQ is the backbone of your voice. The EQ is a powerful tool you should learn to use to enhance your voice. Have you ever found yourself totally confused by how you should be EQing your voice? There are seemingly unlimited options. Even knowing where to start can often be daunting. To help you with this, I've condensed the key frequencies you would need to focus on into one easy-to-follow diagram. It's called the Vocal EQ Guide. You can download it in a zip file as an attachment. Please note that this is for voice only, not music. Don't worry, it's only one page. It's not a long, complicated technical workbook. I recommend you print this out or take a snapshot of it on your smartphone and keep a copy handy for your gigs. As you can see, the frequency mapped out here is from 50 Hz to 15 kHz. So if you don't understand how to adjust the equipment, you can ask the sound man to do it for you with specific frequencies and settings, which you'll learn by the end of this module. So let's start. To give you an overview, let me explain what the different frequencies represent. So if you look at the chart, everything above the zero line is boosting the frequencies, and everything below the zero line is cutting the frequencies. So there may be times where we might want to boost a specific frequency, and other frequencies we may want to cut in order to get a certain result. Up here, you have the abbreviation LF, LMF, MF, HMF, and HF. They stand for low frequencies, low mid frequencies, mid frequencies, high mid frequencies, and high frequencies. So what is this dotted dashed line here running across the chart? This is a line that represents What frequency should be cut and what should be boosted for the voice. This is a hot tip for you. After years of doing events and working on hundreds of sound systems out there in the market, to me, this would be the ideal setting for an MC or lead vocalist, probably 80 to 90% of the time, regardless of whether it's a male or female MC. Or performer. I would follow this curve most of the time. There are exceptions and other factors we would need to factor in, for example, the room acoustics, the quality of the speakers, and the quality of the microphones. Remember, this is just a guide, but it is a good one that has served us well for most of the time. Once you get your ears tuned into the EQ vocal settings you are most comfortable with, that is the one you want to jot down and take note of. What we're doing here is that we are aiming for settings that give your voice command, clarity, richness, and ease of use. I want you to have settings that even if you whisper, you can be heard clearly on the microphone. These settings will also protect your voice because you will not need to scream to impact the audience. These are the settings I use exclusively for Donna. Many MCs don't know how to bring out the best in their voices, and this can cause a lot of unnecessary strain in their throats. But take note, these settings are not cast in stone. You need to hear what your own voice sounds like and then adjust accordingly. But the dotted line is a rough guide for 80 to 90% of vocals. So if you just tell the sound man to follow this dotted line, it will be a good starting point. So let's zoom in and see why this dotted line works. First of all, we've got the frequencies in the red zone over here, which are the low and the low sub-frequencies. And typically, there's not a lot of use in this range of frequencies. Below 100 Hz, there's only noise and nothing really useful for the vocals, unless you're doing specific voiceovers that need a frequency for a deep and powerful bass. But for most situations, we don't really need this frequency. Now, just a word of caution though, if there are subwoofers in the sound system setup in front of the stage, be careful. If you don't cut out this frequency range, you may get feedback. You'll get a whooming sound, something like whoo, like this. So if you hear this whoo sound, you will know the low frequencies need to be cut. It's causing feedback in the subwoofers. I normally enable the high pass filter to cut out this range of frequencies on the mixer. I just press the high pass filter button and it gets rid of any unwanted low frequency noise. This is a button on most mixers. Please ask your sound man to do it for you. So let's look at the orange range, orange zone over here. This is the low mid frequencies. If you want to boost the 100 to 150 Hz, that would add a bit of warmth and fullness to the vocals. This is where we concentrate on. If you remove the 100 to 150 Hz, if the vocal sounds a bit boomy or bassy. So here is a conflict. Do we cut or do we boost this range? So you will have to make a judgment call to balance that frequency range depending on the venue you are in. This is a catch-22 situation. There is a cause and an effect when it comes to EQing. Let me explain. If I boost the lows, it will sound like I cut the highs. If I boost the highs, it will sound like I cut the lows. Interesting. The answer is you have to find a balance that allows your voice to sound as natural as possible and across all the frequency ranges. Find a nice, comfortable balance. That is why I can't give you a one-size-fits-all EQing, because there's too many external factors, but what I'm giving you is a very good starting point. So going back to the 100 to 150 Hz, too much might sound boomy, and remember, other factors to consider are the microphone, the MC's voice, and the equipment, etc. If you already have a deep bassy voice for the male MCs, then maybe this range you can cut it down a little and yet retain that warmth from your natural speaking voice. On the other hand, if your voice is naturally high-pitched, especially female MCs, you might want to boost this range a little to remove the harshness of the voice and add the warmth. The key is to train your ear to hear what sounds best for you. So let's move on. The part where we can increase clarity is to cut this range, males about 180 Hz to 240 Hz, females about 200 Hz to 300 Hz. Just by cutting this range, you immediately sound much clearer. Now we move on to the green zone over here, which are the mid frequencies. Generally speaking, I don't mess with this range too much. In some cases, boosting this range can allow the vocals to cut through and sound more aggressive, for example, in a rock concert scenario. This will make the words come out to the front and cut through. In the purple zone, the mid-high frequencies around 2.5K to 4K, this is what I refer to as digital harshness. Especially when the sound system equipment is not of high quality, then you will get a screechy, high-sounding, pitchy sound here in this region. Just cut the 2.5K will remove the harshness. And on top of that, from the 3K to 6K range, this area will help bring out presence, brightness, and open up the vocals. This is my favorite for Donna. I always boost around the 5K for her by about plus 3 dB. And it makes a world of a difference. Her voice cuts through to the back of the room and everyone can hear her speak very clearly. This is a key area. Most DJs and sound men don't understand and cut this range out. Without this frequency, the voice can sound muffled and bassy, and you will not be able to be heard clearly. If the audience can't hear you clearly, guess what? They quickly lose interest, and you'll lose the command of your crowd. Be careful not to etch too much, though, as it can make the sound of your voice sound too harsh. Okay, here I mention remove sibilance. It is just there. If there's too much sibilance, just cut that down. Normally, I would not cut this out as it adds to the clarity. But if you feel there is too much sibilance, then bring it down a notch. Again, please use your judgment to gauge the venue and the equipment. Finally, in the blue region, we have the high frequencies, the 9 to 11K, where brightness lies and makes the vocal sound brighter. Remember, these figures and these ranges are just a guide. They are just ballpark figures, just estimates, okay? You might want to boost the vocals from the 6K to 12K range all the way. And that's going to give you brightness in your vocals. Okay. Then right at the top is the 12K. Here is where you add a sparkle to the vocals. It will make it sound professional and sound more expensive. You can add a little boost to the 12K or 13K or 15K, doesn't matter, to give a slice of professionalism. Just a warning, a caution here, please remember that positioning of the speakers might cause feedback to occur in this frequency range. Again, if you're not sure, always ask the professionals or the sound man for help. Normally, for Donna, I don't boost this range. I just add the 5K plus 3 dB, as I mentioned just now, to boost. It's just enough and perfect for live events. But if I can't hear the sibilance from her voice and from what's coming up from the speakers, then I might add a 12K boost by about plus 2 dB, just a little bit. All these settings are also dependent on the microphones. These days, the mics are a lot brighter than they used to be. The older mics are more warm sounding and don't have much highs. So the modern mics being much brighter, you may not need to add high frequencies just as much. So this is why you can't just copy an EQ directly or take someone else's settings, EQ settings, for your own. It really depends on everyone's individual voice and the standard of the equipment provided and the venue. But if you start with a dotted line, as I mentioned before, as a guide, I think you'll be in great shape. The basic dotted line is the way to go, and then you tweak it from there. You just need to use trial and error when it comes to EQing. If you have a chance, don't be afraid to go mad and try boosting it a lot and cutting it a lot. That is not in the during the event time, before the event, with the permission of the sound man, of course, and get your ears tuned in to the sounds of the various frequencies. This is how I learned myself. Okay, I'm going to give you a hot tip here. The first hot tip. Most mixers are analog. The soundboard, the sound mixer, and the sound man can adjust the settings to the dotted line, which is provided in the guide settings, easily. If they follow the dotted line guide for a digital mixer and it still doesn't sound right if there's a digital mixer, then your sound man may need to reset the digital mixer and then follow your specifications of the dotted line. Now, digital mixers are more complex to operate than the analog mixers. So remember, if you still don't sound right on a digital mixer, just ask your sound man to reset the mixer. Hot tip number two. When Donna and I do events, our preferred speaker positioning setup for Donna is to have the speakers behind the stage, in the corners of the room, as shown in this diagram. She does not like the speakers placed in front of the stage. She prefers to hear the sound going out to the audience, and where possible, try to ask this kind of setup, because we always do this kind of setup. So again, don't panic. I'm just giving you a brief overview here of an EQ setup for your microphone. But your starting point is the dotted line as your guide. Make sure you download the image, the picture, save it, use it in your next gig. So now you have the guide. You can see all the key frequency areas you need to focus on to get the best sound, not just for yourself, but for the enjoyment of the audience as well. Key points. Number one, EQing the voice is critical for live events. Key point number two, train your ear to hear a good sound. Key point number three, understand the different EQ frequencies and how they can impact your voice. Action steps. Action step number one. Print out or save the EQ guide on your smartphone. Action step number two. Arrive early for your events and do proper sound check. Action step number three. Follow the settings in the dotted line as a guide. Action step number 4, be nice to the sound man. They are doing their best and they can make your job a lot easier. So why we're here is to build your business so you can make more money and you can live your dreams. Till the next module, we catch up with you.